Listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And welcome back here to the MCHS Arena, only tonight we're at the barn. We're not at the arena. A lot of folks are stopping by, and it's good to see so many folks in the arena tonight. And a few people we haven't seen in a while, Ivan, have come out for a special event.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, it's really nice connecting the past with the present. And, you know, I'm really kind of interested to hear what they're going to say here in between, the girls' game and the boys' game about this event, I guess you could call it, this recognition of the Glory Road series of the iconic and historical venues that are still here in the state that are still in use to some degree. And this is definitely one of our girls' basketball team played at one last week up at Augusta High School. And we talk about the game that was played at Wayland with Letcher Central and Lyon County a little over a month ago. So those unique venues are still out there, and they're really fun. If you love, being a historian and that whole ilk, the Menifee County program and Iroquois played up in Indiana at the Old Milan gym there a few weeks ago, the old iconic Hoosier facility. So, I would love to go up there and do a game one time, or see a game up there in that little facility in Indiana.
The Paris players, of course, the population of Paris High School is they list their enrollment at 222. It's a fairly high African American population, and they were actually wearing Black History Month T-shirts.
Yeah,
and so this does it ties in with Black History Month as well. Mount Sterling Du Bois School, they don't get enough recognition, really, because the school burn, pictures, information about the team, it's not as readily available, certainly. And then Paris Western had a great program over there. We'll hear about that coming up, I'm sure, in the pregame activities coming up here in a few minutes, and we're going to try to listen in on all of that. So, again, we look forward to all of this. And we're going to move on. Our pregame show will continue here at the barn after we step out 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Ferris won the earlier meeting between these two teams at the old Red Wine Gym in Ferris, 51-40. Right now, I was with Montgomery County head coach Jason Mays.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of Montgomery County Indians, Coach Jason Mays. And Coach, a special night. Got to play here during the Gateway Holiday Classic. But tonight's a little bit more meaningful when you talk about this Glory Road signification on this gym.
Yeah, you know, I think the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame has done a great thing. They started doing it when we were coming out of COVID. I think the first game they did was Dunbar and Louisville Central with S.T. Roach, who's a great coach at Lexington Dunbar. I did one 2 years ago at Ashland. We had alumni gymnasium, which was built in 1926, which is crazy. That gym's still in good shape. It's almost 100 years old. The last team to play in that was the 61 state championship team. Larry Connolly was a junior on that team. And it was a really good night. We're going to do this again next year at Paris at Southside, which was the gym for the old Western High School. So, you know, I really appreciate working with Coach Barr and Coach Ransom. And, I think, you know, February is Black History Month. I think we shouldn't just point out it's just 1 month. But there's a lot of black heritage in both our communities that I don't think a lot of people understand. And so this week I've had a deep dive in it and learned about the Rosenwald Schools, which is a white Jewish man, if I'm not mistaken, that funded 112 Rosenwald Schools. Their goal was W.E.B. Du Bois' mission was to educate young black students that didn't have a chance at education. Mount Sterling, Kentucky was one of the first ones. It was called the Mount Sterling Colored School. Then it became Du Bois. And then when Du Bois burned down, unfortunately, you know, the students were able to merge in either Mount Sterling or Montgomery County. My kids didn't know that. They do now. It's not just for the African-American kids to know it, but you know, our Caucasian kids need to know that. So, you know, it's I think things like this sometimes is bigger than basketball.
Truly is to always remember where you came from and understand that. And you talk about this matchup tonight. Of course, a lot of history between these two communities when it comes to athletics. And tonight is no exception. This is a very important game for your Indians as it relates to the 40th district and postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's a must-win game for us. You know, it seems like we've had the injury bug all season. But you know, Breckett's going to start tonight. He practiced about 25% yesterday. Tice is going through warm-ups, but we don't have any intention of playing him tonight. I thought he was more ready to play than he did. So maybe he'll play tomorrow. I don't know. Jeff is actually working him out right now. But, it's a must-win for us. They beat us 4 out of the last 7 times. We got flat out punked at Paris earlier in January. There's no other way of describing that. We just got punked. We were scared. Let's see if we have grown up a little bit since then. We're prepared. It's just not a great matchup for us. You know, they're really athletic. So we're going to start in the zone, and we're going to be aggressive in it. But our zone offense is all we've worked on for about 2 or 3 weeks now. So let's see if it pays off.
Going into this game, is the biggest part of this game more mental than anything, the psychological effect of this game, more than anything, X's and O's.
I think so, because there's not a lot of X's and O's going into this game, to be honest with you. You know, Paris doesn't do much other than you got to stop them in transition, and they're going to zone you and hope you miss. So it is, but it's not just this game. You know, these kids are learning how you know, I say learning how to win. They're learning how to compete in a winning way, you know. And I don't know how to explain it better than that, but winning's hard, or everybody would do it. The hardest thing to do is win consistently. The easiest thing when it comes to winning is win once and then be satisfied. We're still trying to win that once, you know. We're not there yet. And our practice, man, I'm killing these kids. I mean, I am mean to them. I am grinding them. We've been practicing in the barn. We have ran more steps in the last 2 days than I care to admit. I mean, every time we turn it over, they've had to run. Every turnover for the last 2 days has been they've had to run the steps. Our practices are 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes. I mean, we are grounding them, grinding them. But, hey, tell Luke to stay. But, you know, that's the only way I know how to get these kids to change that mindset. It's just going to take time.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jason Mays. We'll take a 90-second timeout when we return. We'll talk to the head coach for the Paris Greyhounds, Coach Sean Ransom. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the barn, get the chance to talk to the head coach of Paris High School Greyhounds, Coach Sean Ransom. And Coach, very significant night tonight, playing a part of this Glory Road series, but also an important game when you talk about the 40th district and seeding purposes, knowing that your team was able to hold serve a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, like I told our guys, the significance of a game like tonight, you know, has a lot of historical background. You know, you always got to pay homage to the people that come before you. So this is our way of doing that. We're very, very fortunate to be a part of a game like this. And I appreciate Montgomery County High School for bringing us over.
Talk about going back 2 weeks ago, coming out of that game, when you looked at it and said, hey, what did you do well that night? What do you hope shows itself again here tonight?
Well, you know, we guarded. You know, we played team defense, you know, whatnot. That was one of the main things we focused on, and we rebounded the ball well. You know, Montgomery County's got a real athletic team. They're very long, you know, so, but we're a scrappy team. You know, we're scrappy, we're pretty quick, so hopefully we can get that same result that we got 2 weeks ago.
Talk about the confidence of this team. Looks like a really confident team, and that exudes your confidence, but also one of their leaders that's been a leader of this program, that's Ja'Kari Ransom, over the last few years.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, man, this team here, you know, like I tell them, we always playing with house money. You know, we can beat anybody, we can lose to anybody, you know, but come down in February, going into March, you know, that's what I'm known for. My teams are known for showing up late in the season, you know, and building on things like that, and we look to hopefully make some noise. Tonight's win will be a very significant win for us. We will lock in the number two seed tonight in the district, you know, or whatnot, if we can go ahead and pull this out. As far as Jakari, man, I tell you what, I love him to death. I mean, he's a warrior. You know, he's been playing injured all year long, you know. No doubt I love him. You know, that's my nephew. A lot of people think it's my kid, you know what I mean, whatnot. But, you know, we got a close-knit family. I'm glad to be back home serving Paris High School. I got a good young bunch, and let's hopefully we can make some noise tonight.
And finally, Coach, one thing that can happen tonight if your team is to have success.
Well, we got to box out. You know, no second chance points is what we're focusing on, and hopefully they're not shooting the ball well. You know, I know they don't play in here too often in the barn. Neither do we. So, they, you know, even night. So, hopefully, Paris Greyhounds will prevail.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
All right. That's Sean Ransom, head coach for the Paris Greyhounds. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we return. More of this Glory Road series game here at the barn tonight. It's a classic matchup. It's the Paris Greyhounds visiting the Montgomery County Indians. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC in this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Sean Ransom's Paris Hounds. They're only 6-14, Ivan. But again, they've beaten the Indians three of the last four times. They have knocked the Indians out of regional tournament action. They've beaten them in the district the last couple of years. I just think they feel confident against Montgomery County. They come into a game with Montgomery County thinking they can win.
Yeah.
And boy, there's a big, you know. And does Montgomery County think they can win tonight? I think that's a big question.
They are doubting themselves. You know, for the longest time, since this particular iteration of the 40th District has existed, Montgomery County has had the better in this matchup. But in recent years, it's true. It's factual. Paris has had the upper hand, and a lot of that is just the confidence in which they go into this matchup. These young men don't look at Montgomery County as the big bad bully on the block. You know, they've even challenged GRC, who's had just a stranglehold on this district. They have been the one consistent program of the other three schools outside of GRC that just, you know, they fear nobody. You know, and that's been emblematic of just the Paris school community. You know, we always talk about Paris pride and all that good stuff. They embody that. They believe that. You know, when these two schools met in football this year, they came over here with an intent on beating Montgomery County, and they did exactly what their intent was. And so Montgomery County's got to change that. You know, we talk so often about how this Montgomery County athletic program, to some degree, has been viewed as kind of soft at times amongst region opponents and district opponents. And this Paris team has shown it in the more recent matchups.
Back on December 14th of 1999, Montgomery County beat Paris 58-36. They reeled off 26 consecutive victories, and Paris did not win another game in this series over the next 15 years. Finally, December the 9th of 2014, the Hounds beat Montgomery County 54-51. And then Paris had a string where they won nine consecutive games from 2015 to 2018, and a couple of those were in district tournament play. Then Montgomery County got rolling again, and they won seven in a row. And now Paris has come back, and they have won actually four out of the last five meetings between these two teams, and two of those were in the opening round of district tournament play. So, again, Paris kind of feeling it. The Indians a much better position tonight, I think, just because Brecken Decker is available, is playing. He's wearing that right ankle heavily taped. Now, Tyce Jarvis, watching him warm up, he looks to me like he could play. But, again.
And here's the problem, though. They may be able to, and neither one of them's probably nowhere near 100%. They were closer to 100% the last two times they matched up, and they couldn't stay in front of these guys. And that's why you heard Coach May saying we're going to play a lot of zone. They've got to stay in front of these guys. There's three guys on this Paris team that will get by you, and, you know, even when you're 100%. And that's going to be the key for Montgomery County's defensive identity has to get better against matchups like this against the top teams in this region.
But certainly in the first meeting, and I mean, you saw it and I didn't, but boy, the offense, 41 points. Mm-hmm. The Paris defense.
Yeah.
Was it that good, or are the Indians just really struggling to shoot the ball?
They struggled because the quickness. You can't make sloppy passes. You can't make sloppy decisions against this Paris team. And Webb is an unbelievable athlete. He's just an absolutely unbelievable athlete. And they struggled with that throughout the game on the previous matchup. So, we're
getting ready for the pregame activities. Teams are going to come out and... Yeah. I thought Parker wanted me to take her picture.
Well, she probably did too. She probably wanted. But they're all leaving it as a repository. You're the phone collector.
The money, the information that's available there in those phones.
I think I misplaced my phone. I don't even have my phone here. Well,
let's get ready to go to our public address announcer down the way and get the pregame activities that I think you'll appreciate being able to listen to. Paris boys and girls are lining up. The Lady Indians are lined up, and the Montgomery County boys are lining up. Bart Risen, of course, who won a whole lot of his 500 wins in this arena, is here tonight. John and I won a lot of games here. They're both out. John Lee Crockett is here tonight. John Lee coached at Montgomery County for a short period of time back early in the day, and he's going to. Yeah, he's going to come out.
Or of the legends.
Yeah. And we're getting ready to, again, head down the way and get the pregame activities with public address announcer
Brandon Ellis. Tonight, the Montgomery County Indians will be up against the Greyhounds of Paris High School. And both teams have a rich history of student-athletes and alumni in Montgomery County and Paris. In Paris, Kentucky, Western High School, known as the Tigers, was a prominent school for black students. They excelled in academics and sports. Western High School merged with Paris High School in 1963. Before the merger, the Tiger basketball team achieved remarkable success. They were national semifinalists in 1952 and national champions in 1953 at the National Championship for Black Schools, finishing with a 29-3 record. The Tigers were led by Coach William B. Reed, also known as Chief. Montgomery County High School, as we know it today, has roots in several schools in Montgomery County. In 1914, one of the first Rosenwald schools, initiated by W.E.B. Du Bois, opened for black students in Mount Sterling. In 1939, this school was renamed the Du Bois School. After a fire in 1964, students from Du Bois chose to attend either Mount Sterling High School or Montgomery County High School. Montgomery County High School, previously Mapleton High School, later welcomed students from Camargo High School as well. This shared heritage has shaped the communities of Montgomery County and Paris today. The Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame initiated the Heritage Series to honor legendary rivalries in Kentucky High School basketball as part of this initiative. The barn at Montgomery County High School has been designated a Glory Road site. Representatives from Paris High School and Montgomery County High School are here tonight. Gathered at half court are two former Montgomery County coaches. John High served as the Lady Indians head coach for 6 years. During his tenure as head coach, John won 59 games with only 11 losses. He also won 2 district titles, 1 regional title in the barn. Thank you for your leadership, Coach High. And now let's celebrate as Montgomery County Athletic Director Austin Maples presents the Glory Road plaque to former Indian basketball coach Mr. Bart Reisen. Coach Reisen deserves credit for naming this gym the Barn. Coach Reisen had an impressive record of 194 wins and 60 losses at the Barn with 3 undefeated seasons at home. The Barn hosted 7 district tournaments, with Montgomery County winning 5 of them. Coach Bart Reisen and the Montgomery County Indians boys basketball team only had 1 losing season in this facility. This plaque will permanently be displayed outside the barn for all to see for years to come.
And we're posing for a picture right now with coaches and a few players and out on the floor.
Glory Road recipients.
It's a beautiful plaque. It's a basketball plaque. It's round and it's got Glory Road on it. It'll be a nice addition. Kerry Barr and John Lee Crockett and Coach Mays, Coach Horizon, and Coach I all out around the midcourt, exchanging pleasantries.
And now the starting lineups for the second game in tonight's doubleheader between the visiting Greyhounds of Paris High School and your Montgomery County Indians. First for the Greyhounds. And forward, a 5'10 senior, number 5, Ja'Cory Ranso. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 14, Quentin Price. And forward, a 5'10 freshman, number 23, Dalen Fields. And guard, a 5'9 senior, number 25, Cordray Patterson. And at guard, a 5'7 freshman, number 30, Julius Gregory. The Greyhounds are coached by head coach Sean Ranso. And now, the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Indians.
Breckenbecker.
And guard, a 6'2 senior, number 11, Breckenbecker.
Dawson Gentry.
And guard, a 6'6 sophomore, number 14, Dawson Gentry. And guard, a 5'10 senior, number 4, Ethan Todd. And guard, a 6'3 freshman, number 12, Isaiah Rowland. Your Indians are coached by head coach Jason Mays.
And there are your starting lineups. We're ready to go. Indians in white, red numerals trimmed in blue. And again, they've got Mount Sterling on the front of the uniforms. I thought that was a really nice idea. And Paris is in black uniforms, orange numerals trimmed in white. We're ready to go. Indians will move right to left on your dial here in this first half of play.
It's a different starting lineup, too, for Paris. Not the same starting lineup. the previous time. So Montgomery County may have an opportunity to jump out here early in this ball game.
Indians have a little height advantage.
Yeah.
It's not huge, but they do have an advantage. And Vaughn's in to jump center. Certainly has a height advantage over Fields, and he slaps it in backcourt to Dunn. Montgomery County will head on offense. Dunn to Fawns, and again, Paris will set up in that 1-2-2 zone. They lob it in for Fawns, who goes and jams it. Boy, a perfect lob in from the left wing, and the Indians have a 2-0 lead.
Especially with that size advantage on the wing.
Now Montgomery County is in a 2-3 zone, and boy, the 2-3 zone, there's a three-point shot that's up and no good, and the rebound taken by Dawson Gentry off that miss by Quentin Rice. You know, the 2-3 zone looks a little bigger down here in the barn, doesn't it, Ivan?
Yeah.
Than it does in the arena.
Much different.
Yeah, seems to stretch a little further. Here is Dunn out front, Gentry. They run a little weave. Gentry looking. Now down to Rallet, inside to Fawns, back to Dunn. Dunn, Gentry, and good defense by Paris. Here is Gentry, left side to Rallet, over to Decker. Long way from the basket, not in shooting position. Here's Dunn, Rallet. Here is the pass to Rallet, down to Fawns. Fawns got fouled, no call. Decker going for the basket, goes under, lays it up and in. Well, the Indians showed a lot of patience there, and they lead 4-0. You've got Decker and Dunn down on the two-point positions. Ransom is on the right wing, and here's Decker almost had a steal. Lost it out of bounds. We played just over a minute and a half. 4-0, the Indians with the early lead here. Here with the ball is Julius Gregory, a little freshman. Gregory is out on the point of the offense. Gregory lost the handle of the ball. It's down on the floor. But the Indians, they do come up with it. Gentry has the steal. Gentry's going to go all the way, goes under, lays it up and in. Gentry with his first two, and it's 6-0 Indians. A couple of minutes into the game. Fawns in the middle of the back line, flanked by Rallet and Gentry. There's Ransom, a three out front that's no good. Long rebound comes out. Gentry is over to get it. Indians have it with a 6-0 lead. Dunn down goes to Rallet, left side for a three. No good. Rebound taken by Paris. Racing down, going up in the lane, missing the shot. Battle for the rebound. It's loose, and Fawns comes up with the ball. Comes racing out of there, goes under to Rallet, and Rallet going for the bucket. Is going to be fouled, and will go to the line to shoot a pair. The personal foul is going to be on Dalen Fields. It's D-A-I-L-Y-N Fields. He's a freshman, and Rallet, a freshman, is going to go to the line to shoot a pair of shots right here. 5:31 to go here in this opening quarter. Rallet's free throw is up and good. Really didn't talk to Coach Mays about it. How much the Indians have practiced in here, but I don't think much, really. Now for Paris, Elijah Webb, a 6-foot junior, but plays a little bigger than that, Ivan.
Yeah, he does. When you talk about practice, though, I think typically they rotate in this gym, the boys and girls, on alternate days.
Rallet makes a pair of free throws. It's 8-0. 2.5 minutes in, Ransom is now out on the point of the offense. Right side, there is a three that's on the way that's no good. And the rebound off the miss by Jackson is picked up by Pearson. There's a three off the right wing put in by Fields. Fields got the rebound, came over the right sideline and hit the three, and it's 8-3. Indians done. Dunn gives to Decker. Decker dribbles right, hands it off to Gentry. Paris really forcing this 2-3 out on the floor. Indians are going to have to work to get good shots. Here is Gentry firing a three off the left side. It is in and out, and Ransom has the rebound for the Indians. Ransom brings it down. 4:45 to play, opening quarter.
And with Jackson and Webb now out on the floor for Paris, it changes the whole makeup of this team.
Here's Ransom over on the left side and going in, and Fields puts it up no good. We get a thought we'd have a jump ball. We didn't, and getting the rebound and putting it up and in is Monte Jackson. So Paris has scored the last five, and the Indians lead down was eight, now down to three. Gentry, right side, Rallet, passed up the three, is back out to Gentry. We've got 4:05 to go. Decker in the middle, looking, turns, bounces to the left side. Dunn is going to launch a three. It is no good. Fawns gets the rebound. He goes back up and gets fouled by Webb, and Luke Fawns is going to get to shoot a couple of free throws.
That's huge right there, Dan. Not only do you get the foul on Webb, but to get the ball down into Fawns, where I feel like most nights Luke will have an advantage. You talk about his skill set, his size. This is where Montgomery County's got to live a little bit more, in my opinion.
Fawns off to our left, puts a free throw up and in. His third point of the night, 9-5. We're just inside the four-minute mark here in this opening quarter. I'm in the far side. It's not packed, but, wow, really nice crowd on hand tonight for this Glory Road game. Bonds trying to push the lead back to 5 points. Free throw is up and good. 10-5. Indians stay in that 2-3 zone, and now on the point is Monte Jackson. Jackson, a 5'9 senior. Ransom wants the ball over on the right side, and his pass down in the corner is tipped out of bounds by Rallet as he tried to get the ball down to Fields. Ransom will inbound the ball. Jakari Ransom, well, he's had a great career in a lot of different sports. Jackson out front. Goes to Fields. Now back to Jackson. Puts it down on the glass. Floater off the left baseline is no good. The rebound. Decker goes in there and gets it for Montgomery County. Quickly down. Jackson, Dunn, drives the right baseline. Angles out. Goes back outside, and the Indians have to set the offense. Dunn down to Fawns. Fawns goes inside to Decker and threw a bad pass. Picked off by Fields. Fields runs it down all the way to the top of the key. Stops. Ransom will fire a three-point shot up. It is no good. And the rebound claimed by Gentry. Gentry down to Decker. Ball fake. Rallet, a three out of the left corner, is no good. And the rebound is taken by Fields. So quickly down. Now there's a steal. Dunn takes it away. Dunn's going to go all the way. Lays it up and in. Ethan Dunn with his first two. Four of the five Indians have scored, and it's 12-5 with 2:40 left here in this opening quarter. Jackson to Ransom. Webb sets up in the middle of that 2-3 zone. Now Jackson bluffs the three, didn't take it. Goes back right side. Ransom penetrates, lost the ball. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Paris down underneath their own basket. And for the Hounds, checking in. How about this player, Ivan? Help me out.
Yeah, I don't have my roster with me tonight. But he started the last game, and I'm trying to think of his name right now.
They throw the ball all the way in backcourt. Again, in the we had a little problem.
I'll see if I can pull
But to be up. Honest, the,
yeah, he started the last game.
We'll check out. We'll get this Paris player in. There is a three by Ransom, good beyond the top of the key, and it is 12-8, Indians by four. Coach Mays calls for play number two. Here is Gentry. Gentry dribbles back out front, comes to Rallet. Left side, Dunn's going to launch a three, and it is no good. The rebound is tipped out of bounds, lost by Montgomery County. Paris will play it. Indians have not connected on 5 3-pointers, Ivan. Again, we've seen this before.
Yeah, you know, and Montgomery County showing patience early in this ball game and looking to get the ball inside, I thought it would serve them well.
Ransom beyond the top of the key. And Fields drives in. We get a whistle and a traveling violation on Fields. Third turnover on the Greyhounds.
Number 33 is Damon Plenty.
Damon Plenty. He's a 6'1 senior, that is what they list him as. He's a physical guy, plays with a brace on his left knee. Here's Montgomery County on the offensive end, off to our left. Fawns comes out to take it. Goes inside to Decker, but threw it away. Decker comes back. I thought we'd get a jump ball. We didn't. It's a turnover. Paris running, going right down the middle, putting a shot up, no good, followed up and in by Webb.
That's where Webb kills you. I mean, his athleticism at the rim is just dangerous.
12-10, Paris within two. We got a minute to play here. Webb down, guarding Dunn out front. Dunn across the timeline, keeps a dribble, sends a cross-court pass to Decker. Decker looking. Vaughn setting up down the left corner. Here is Dunn in a triple team, but gets rid of to Gentry. Now we're down to 45 seconds to go. Gentry comes to Decker. Decker looks in, starts in on the dribble. Now Dunn. And he has show patience here. You got the lead. Ball knocked away from Dunn. He picks it up. Now it's loose. Ransom rolled that ball, and we get a whistle and a foul.
That'll be on Gentry.
Gentry gets personal foul number one. Yeah. And Paris can tie the game or take the lead with a three-point shot here.
Yeah, it was a little bit of patience there, but then also it was Paris forcing Montgomery County to go lateral. And you don't want to go lateral against this team because then they'll just close down space on you.
So in backcourt now, here's Webb with the ball. Webb across the timeline. Both teams playing zones here. Driving in on the left side, putting it up, and it's no good. The rebound, Fawns goes and gets it off that miss by Jackson. Runs it down. Decker, Fawns, a three-point shot. No good. Rebound, Rowlett. Goes back. Oh, he got fouled with no call. But the rebound comes to Dunn, and the Indians still have it. And Decker, he puts up a shot that's no good, and the quarter will come to an end. How's the Indians got fouled on two shots right there? Really hard. We didn't get a call, but... Hey, at the end of the opening quarter, 12-10, Indians with a lead. We'll be back in just a minute.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Difference in the first quarter, Ivan, was that the Indians worked early and got the ball inside, and they got some fouls. And they made four of four free throws, and they lead by two, and Paris didn't shoot a free throw.
And they had an advantage, like I said, with Jackson and Webb didn't start this game, don't know for what reason. But Montgomery County had an opportunity there to really put a little distance between themselves and this Paris team.
Here's Ransom with the ball out near the timeline. Paris trying to tie things up or take the lead. Here's Ransom to Fields. Webb is in the middle. Monty Jackson takes it now. He'll rotate out high to Fields.
The zone has really slowed this Paris team down, too, on the offensive end.
Here's Fields. Bluffs the three. Try a little penetration in, and the ball knocked loose in there. But they get it back out. They save the possession. And Jackson and now Ransom. Ransom, a deep, deep three that's nowhere close. But rebounded by Webb, puts it up and in. And we're tied.
Yes, Curry Ransom has hit three bad-looking three-point shots. At that time, it turned into the favor of his Greyhounds.
We're tied at 12 apiece. First time in the game we've been tied. Indians led 8-0 early. Here's Dunn trying to go between the defense. He lost it, picks it up. Now he goes over to Fawns, drives in on the left side, sends it back out to Decker. Decker wants to drive. He goes up from about 12 feet and knocks down the jumper. Brecken Decker puts the Indians back into the lead at 14-12. Now the Indians are going to press. 1-2-2. Long cross-court pass over. Here is Jackson against the double team. I thought he walked. Stepped out there. Here's Webb down the lane. Oh. Foul is going to be on Fawns, and that's his first. Two shots are coming for Elijah Webb, who has 4 points tonight. Webb's a junior. Ransom and Jackson are seniors. Patterson is a senior. Those are the three. And Plenty's a senior, too. Free throws up and good. Webb, five of the 13 points for his team now coming off the bench. And it's going to be Cordray Patterson coming back into the game. He'll replace Plenty. Patterson just, he's carrying quite a bit of weight. He's really strong, good football player. And it's just a ton. How many minutes can he give you? But with both teams playing zone, maybe more. The free throw is up, and it's no good. And Decker with the rebound, and the Indians maintain the lead at 14-13. Here's Gentry. Now Paris pressing. There's almost a steal. Gentry gets the ball back. Sends it down the left side, and Paris does pick it up. Ends up being a Montgomery County turnover. So Paris says, hey, you press us, we'll press you. Here's Ransom out front. 6:10 to play. First half, Indians with a 14-13 lead. Jackson, Patterson posting up down in there. Fields. Fields goes down the left side, floats it up, no good, but we get a whistle. And a foul on Dunn. That'll be his first. Team foul number three. It'll be a common foul. Second foul on the Indians here in the second quarter with 6:01 still to play. Ransom is going to inbound. Paris trying to get the lead back. Comes into Webb against Thorns, and we get a timeout taken by Paris. 5:59 left to play here in the opening half. Indians with a one-point lead on the Hounds, 14-13. We'll be back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Coming back to the action, Fields missed a three-point shot. Webb got the rebound, and Paris lost the ball out of bounds, so Montgomery County will get it back. Fields had a good look. He's a lefty. He didn't waste any time in firing that three up. You can tell he feels pretty confident out there. Indians get it into Fawns in the half court, and now Gentry takes it. Gentry passes over to Dunn on the right side, down to Decker. Decker back out. Gentry penetrates, goes under, flips it up and in with the left hand. Oh, what a play by Dawson Gentry. Indians back into the three-point lead at 16-13.
That's right. What I like seeing more out of Dawson Gentry is attacking the paint.
Here is with the ball, spinning around, unable to get through. It was Jackson. Now Webb takes it. Webb against Fawns. He wants him. He goes down the lane. Fawns blocked the shot, but a foul is called. And that'll be two on Luke Fawns.
Yeah, you saw that.
No, they're going to call it on Rowland.
You saw that Webb's eyes got big when he saw that Fawns was on him out there on the floor like that. He felt like he had the foot speed advantage.
Dane Clooney's going to come in for Montgomery County as Webb goes to the free throw line. He made one of a pair moments ago, and he puts this one up no good. There's another one coming. Now Clooney comes in for Rowlett. And we're going to get a timeout. Montgomery County is going to take a timeout. 5:03 left here in the first half. Indians with a 16-13 lead on Paris. We're back in just a minute.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards?
such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter, the Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Returning to the action, Elijah Webb, a 6-foot junior for Paris, is going to be up there for one more free throw, looking for his 6th point of this first half, trying to make it a 2-point Indian lead. And the shot is up and good. He's got 6. And Paris is pressing. Here's Clutie with it. Clutie to Decker. Decker, couple of dribbles, sends a long pass to Gentry and threw it away, but Patterson couldn't save it in bounds, and the Indians will play it. But again, we've talked so many times, you know, when you don't have that real point guard,
These
situations can drive you a little bit crazy. Indians have ball handlers, Ivan.
Yeah, they just don't have decision makers when it comes to these situations.
Here's Dunn going down the lane, and Fields blocked a shot from behind. No call there. The Indians get the rebound, and Fawns fires a 3 in and out. Oh, it went right down in there. Webb with the rebound. So the Indians coming down and into the lane.
Ooh.
A blocking foul on Dunn.
That was a travel.
Yeah, that was a travel before it was a walk, and that's Dunn's 2nd foul.
Yeah.
Indians 4th of this second quarter, and Paris has none. And
I mean, everybody in the building knew that was a travel, including the ball handler.
Yeah, he said, here, take it. Fields looks to get it in, struggle. How about 5? Oh. They never count too fast, do they, Ivan? They're driving in. It's Jackson. He goes up and he flips it in. Monte Jackson ties the game at 16 for the second time. We're tied at 12 and 16. Here's Dunn in backcourt looking at the press. Long pass down to Gentry. Gentry takes it, gives to Dunn. We're midway through the second quarter, tied at 16 apiece. Dunn dribbling in. Goes over to Gentry. Gentry makes a move. Hands it back to Fawns. Now to Dunn. Dunn, and it's in backcourt. Out of bounds, but it was tipped by Paris. Indians will play it. Turnovers are all even at 4 apiece. Indians need to keep that number even in this game if they want to win, I think, Ivan.
Yeah, they definitely can't give free opportunities to this Paris team.
Dunn penetrates, and he goes up and hits the jump shot, but we have a foul call. That foul is going to be on Webb. No, it's not on Webb. It's going to be on Fields. And it's Fields 2nd. 23 instead of 22. And it comes to Decker. Decker goes on the dribble. Can't get through. Sends it over to Gentry. Gentry for a 3. That's no good. And the rebound is claimed by Patterson. And coming out of there, we get a foul on Decker. That's his first. And the Indians are now 0-for-7 from the 3-point line.
You know, we talk about, you know, when this Montgomery County team doesn't hit jump shots, but this Montgomery County team just has to be, even when they're taking the 3-point shot, they still got to be a better rebounding team collectively. That just kills you on a lot of nights.
3:34 to go here in the first half. Patterson's free throw is good. He's a lefty. And he gives Paris their first lead of the night at 17-16. And now for the Hounds, checking in is Andrew Johnson-Miles, a sophomore.
Played significant minutes in that first matchup between these two.
Patterson makes both free throws. And Paris leads it 18-16. Long pass down to Dunn, to Gentry, down to Fawns, a 3 out of the right corner. That's no good. And the rebound is gathered in by Patterson. And the Indians are 0 for 8.
You just lost the lead, and your first shot's a 3 on the other end.
And there's a shot put up that's a 3 that goes out of bounds by Jakari Ransom.
Ransom just gave it back, boy. I'm sure Coach John Ransom's like, nephew, you got to be better than that. I mean, you're struggling with that shot. Those are turnovers right there.
The difference is Jakari's laughing.
Yeah.
Paris is, they're playing loose. They won last time. And here's Gentry for a 3. Good. Finally goes down. And Indians regain the lead at 19-18. Gentry now with 7 points here in the first half. Under 3 to play before intermission. They bounce it down low. And Patterson moves in, gets his shot blocked by Rally, but rebounds and puts it back in.
Patterson knew when he first got the ball he was going to have an opportunity, even on a miss, to get a basket.
20-19 Paris, and now Dunn loses the control of the ball. Paris gets it, Ransom going in, puts it up, and it doesn't go. And Rally comes and gets a rebound for the Tribe. Rally working against Ransom. Long pass down to Fawns. Fawns backs up, fires a 3, good. Indians have hit a pair of threes now after they missed 8. It's 22-20. Indians back into the lead with 2:13 to play in the half.
You forget what type of environment it creates here in the barn.
Here is a jump shot put up and good, 14 feet away. That's Monte Jackson ties the game at 22 apiece. Third time we've been tied. Here's Gentry, right side. Dunn looking. Sends it over to Rowlett on the left wing. Now Fawns gets in the middle. Gentry, an open 3, and it's good. 25-22. Jackson on the left wing. On the dribble against Decker. Lost the handle on the ball. Dunn picks it up. Indians have it. Dunn's going to go all the way. Lays it up and in. His second field goal. Indians are up by 5. And the clock at 1:18 to go. And now Coach Sean Ransom is going to take a timeout with 1:17 left to play here in the first half. And we'll be right back in 30 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Minute 17 left in the first half. The Indians led 8-0. That lead went away. It's 12-10 probably at the end of the quarter. Paris has had a couple of leads. No more than 2 points. The Indians are back up by 5 right now.
You think about how Montgomery County was able to take advantage of that wild 3 shot by Ransom. And since then, how things have transpired for us.
Here, Jackson. Over on the left side, we've got another player into the game. It's Gregory. Right corner, I thought it was a double dribble, maybe not. Here's a little short jumper put up and in by Johnson Miles. 27-24. 50 seconds to go. Here is Dunn. Going to cross the timeline. Works on the right side to Gentry. Inside to Fawns, who got pushed in there with no call. But the Indians are not, they're letting a lot of go. Here's Dunn going for the basket, rolls in it on the left side with the right hand. 29-24. Can the Indians get a stop now? 27 seconds to go here. Indians have the possession arrow to begin the second half. Paris will let the clock run down a little bit. Ransom is not in the game right now. And here is Jackson going to fire a 3. That is no good. Fawns goes in and gets a rebound. Running down, 6 seconds to go. Fawns looking, hands to Dunn. Dunn goes down the lane, sends it. We got whistle in it. We got a foul, but it's only the second foul on Paris with 1:04 to go.
Foul on Gregory.
Gregory's first. Clutie's going to come in for Rallet. See if they try to get it to Clutie maybe for a three out of that right corner. They look. They get it into Fawns, who goes up for about 12 feet and knocks it down off the left baseline. 31-24, the Indians back up by seven as they scored the last nine of the last 11 points of that first half. Drive by seven. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
It's halftime. The Indians have a 31-24 lead on the Paris Greyhounds. The first meeting between these two teams, Montgomery County only scored 41 points. So they are doing better than that tonight. Bart Risen joins us. Bart, of course, how many games? You won 194 in this gym, is that right?
I think that's correct, Danny.
Two.
Yes, sir.
And you named it. How did you come up with the name for the barn?
Well, when I came here in 86, I think my whole thought process was we got to try to do something. I think we'd had one winning season in 18 years. And so I walked in here and I said, you know what? We got to give this a name. I believe you could hang all the tobacco in Montgomery County. This has got to be the barn. So it's stuck.
And it stuck. I don't know how it stuck. You just started calling it that, and everybody started calling it that. And all these years later,
yeah,
it's still the barn.
It is. And, you know, we were very fortunate also in this gym in a 20-year period to host a district seven times and end up winning five district championships in here. And somebody asked me back here, I think Giz Howard said, well, it would be your most memorable game in here. Naturally, you know, everybody points to the University Heights game when Patino was here. I think Billy Ray had a tremendous game, and that, you know, they had two or three, major college players. But I always never will ever forget the wins in here against Clark County. And, we got a big one in here against them in 05, the last year that it was here.
I remember a night on a Saturday night, I think, and Troy Darnell had a phenomenal game for you. He played in the JV game and got a bunch of points. And he got in the varsity game, and for the night, he had like 45 points that night, I think, and you got a big win. I don't know if it was Lafayette, maybe, or Tate's Creek. It was a Lexington school.
Well, that would have been the first year I was here, 86, 87, and naturally, I wanted some of those juniors that might not get enough time to get a lot of time, what I felt like would be very beneficial their senior year. And I remember that night, and Troy just went crazy in the JV game. And I always, you know, I always told our players, I watch the JV games. If you do some good things, you could be in the varsity game. And so Troy got in the varsity game, and I think we came back and beat Tatesbury.
Yeah.
And but a lot of great memories. And
Bartoli, you only won one region, but one of the reasons you only won had one regional championship team here is, wow, how tough was the 10th? How good was Mason County through a long stretch there? How good was Paris? How good was Bourbon County? How good was Clark County? I mean, every year, I mean, the region was just so tough.
It was. It was, you know, usually you maybe had that one team, but you also had, you know, three or four teams. We always had teams that was ranked pretty high. You know, we played in six regional finals, five of them. Naturally, we come up on the short end. And probably out of the five, there was probably three of those that we were probably just lucky to be in the finals. I think in 93, I think we're 28-6, and four of those losses are to Mason County. We got beat at Mason at home. We got beat by them in the finals of the fifth, third tournament. We got beat by them in the Mason County Invitational Tournament, which was big, you know, back then, first week of January. And then we got beat by them in the regional finals, and every one of them was double figures.
No,
and they had a whole lot of Myricks.
That team was
Justin Davis and Jerry Stevens were the two seniors on that team, and they both had outstanding years. And Billy Ray was a sophomore, and you know, he had a good year. And Neil Howard, you know, was a junior, and he was a heck of a player. And you know, at that time, I think that's also, you know, the same time that I moved Steger and Owens up, and you know, let them, you know, play on the JV, and then let them play freshman ball, and also, you know, they got a little smell some in the, you know, in the varsity.
We're about out of time. The Mullins Carty team was wow. That was the other team, and I thought, boy, you had two other teams, yeah. Really, the early team with the triplets and then the Mullins Carty
team. Yeah, those were the
boy.
Two
teams. Those were tough luck teams.
I always felt like the 88 team, if we could have got there, we could have played on Saturday morning. And then the, you know, the 02 team, a guy by the name of Chris Lofton was a sophomore. It's a 2-point game, and he jumps up and hits one from about 30 feet. We come down and turn it over, and it all happened just, you know, so quick. But those, the 02 team and the 88 team were two teams that, you know, really, and in the 96 team. I mean, you know, when Steger and Owens and all those, that bunch, you know, we didn't play that well. We played a tough schedule, but we got going at the right time. And, you know, we get beat on a lob that very easily Lee Clements could have knocked away, and, you know, it fell our way. And, you know, but everything was good. I was very fortunate, very blessed to work here. And, you know, this is my home, and I love the Indians, and I always will love the barn.
And Darryl Mason is here. And he was your manager for 4 years in a row. When you came, he greeted you at the door, I think, and said, hey, I'm your guy, and he took care of you for 4 years.
He was one of the first ones tonight when I got set down. He come up to me, and Brian Holly was beside him, and he said, Coach, have you got the district fever yet? I said, well, I'm getting ready to start getting it because it's getting close to tournament time. But Bubby was the best, and I was very fortunate to have so many great managers and statisticians and young ladies that just has, you know, I'm just proud of what so many of them has done with their life once they left here, because I did try to, other than try to want to win, I try to teach them the biggest game of all, and that's the game of life.
Okay. Well, think positive. See if you get the Indians to win tonight. They need it.
I think I really enjoyed our first half was good. We just got to feed off it and not let up, and hopefully we can take this one home.
Hey, thank you, Bart.
Thank you, Danny.
Coach Bart Rising. We'll be back in 1 minute with the second half.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Montgomery County made 12 of 21 shots from the field that first half to have a 7-point lead. I mean, they got, again, shot selection. They missed their first 8 threes. So, in that second quarter, if they got the ball inside the 3-point line and shot, they made it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, this game is really simplistic, Dan. And, you know, we talked about statistics and probabilities, and you know, you want to play to those strengths. You want to be as efficient as possible when you get in those situations. Good shots, good decisions make for good output.
And he has moved left to right on your dial in this second half of play right in front of us. And there's Decker getting it out high on the free throw line. Hands it off to Gentry. Gentry dumps it into Fawns, right side. There is a three by Rallet, no good. And the rebound is claimed by Elijah Webb. Paris will have a chance to draw first blood now. Indians 1-2-2 zone. Decker and Dunn are out on the points. Back in the Webb's in the middle of that zone. Left side, there is Jackson firing a three that's no good. The rebound, Webb gets it. Webb puts it up, and it doesn't go, but a foul on Gentry.
They will be relentless on the glass. You hear Coach Jason Mays, he's really upset because, again, you're not making contact. You're not getting bodies on bodies.
So now Webb at the free throw line where he's made 2 of 4 tonight. He has 6 rebounds, and that's a bunch in this game. And the free throw is up, and it's no good.
Had a double-double in the previous game between these two teams.
Second free throw will roll in for Webb, and it's 31-25. Here's Gentry in backcourt against the press. Ransom on him. Gentry beats him on the dribble. Comes down, hands it off to Dunn. Dunn out front against Fields. Dribbles over the right side of the floor. Goes back left. Ransom picks it up. Now he goes back down the lane. Feeds a pass. I don't know if he was going to try to shoot it. It goes out of bounds. Indians are going to get it back.
He left his feet and had nowhere really where to go, Dan. We talk about that all the time. You leave your feet, you better know exactly where you're going with the ball.
Dunn to get it in. Sends it out deep to Fawns. And now Decker takes it. Decker goes on the dribble against Fields. Spins and weaves. Goes inside, gives it out to Gentry. No shot there. Don't take it if it's not there. And Indians just trying to see if they can get a good shot here with a 6-point lead. Here's Dunn. Hands it to Decker out high. Dribbles right across the circle. Goes up inside off the glass and it doesn't go. Ransom comes away with a rebound. Under some pressure, but a pretty good shot. Just didn't go down. Here is Fields. Drives in, shoots over Fawns. A floater is no good, but the rebound comes out and is taken by Patterson. So Paris still has it. Down inside Patterson. Ball fake. But Fawns, I think, blocked the shot. And then we get a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with Paris, I believe. And now Clooney's going to come in for Rallet.
Rallet's coming out due to his box out assignment. Now Dan Clooney's got going. He's got to match that.
Entry pass. Ransom against Entry. Ransom drives on him. Goes up inside. The shot is no good. Block. Battle for the rebound. Decker comes out there with it. Coming down. Decker. Going to go all the way, lays it up, and it rolled off. And the rebound is gathered by Jackson. So, tough break. On the other end, Webb goes in. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Gentry, and Webb's going to get shoot two shots. And Gentry has his third foul.
Yeah, Webb went right at him really quick, and then at the last minute tried to avoid the contact.
So Webb is, he's 3 of 6 from the line, has 7 points tonight, and the shot is up and it's no good. We play 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Paris has scored a point. The Indians have had no points on the board. The Indians, again, it's going to be an offensive struggle throughout the night against this Paris team. There's no question about that. Second free throw rolls in, so each time he's made 1 out of 2, and it's 31-26. Here's Dunn. Dunn will come across the timeline and be picked up by Jackson. Paris man-to-man defensively. Jackson gets a screen from Clutie. Jackson top of the key, fires a three. That's no good, and the rebound is claimed by Webb. He was right on the line. There's a pass left side to Fields, almost out of bounds. Now Webb drives down inside, goes for the basket, flips it up, no good. And a good job by Gentry to tip the rebound over, and it went off Paris out of bounds to the Indians.
The Paris fans don't think so. Coach Rashad Ransom's like, hey, that wasn't off us. Oh, and then they're going to get an inbounds violation on Decker. He moved when he was in a
set, where he's got his. Got to stay. And
basically a trap.
Paris gets it right back underneath their own basket. Clutie trying to guard Patterson. They dump it into Patterson low.
Oh, wow.
He goes back to Fields. Shot blocked. Indians get the ball. Gentry comes out there with it. Running down, and Fawns goes in and stuffs it. And the Indians have a 7-point lead again at 33-26. Back the other way is Jackson. He puts it up. No good, but the Indians could not get the rebound. Fields comes up with a rebound. Another shot is no good. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Paris.
What a nice play for the Indians to get out in transition. You got to take advantage of those opportunities when you get them.
5:07 to go here in this third quarter of play. 33-26. It's a battle out there, folks. And there is Patterson, and he backed over top of Clutie. And that'll be an offensive foul on Cordray Patterson. First foul for him. First foul in the second half on Paris, and the Indians get the ball back.
That's where Patterson saw a smaller guy that he thought he could take advantage of physically.
Here's Fawns going to dribble it across the timeline down the right side. Clutie firing a three that is no good. Gentry gets a rebound for Montgomery County, and they save the possession. Here is Gentry going to get a high screen from Clutie. Can't get a shot. Gives to Fawns, who's open for a three. No good. Came way hard. Jackson with a rebound. Jackson runs it down. Cut off, though, by Gentry over there, and he'll back it away. And we're down to 4 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's a long pass over to Ransom in the left side. Clutie covers him. Fields. Jackson, a three right side. No good. Clutie all alone for the rebound under there. Indians get the ball back. Dunn will come down with 4:18 to go. Gentry drives the left baseline and got fouled by Patterson. That'll be a common foul. The Indians will just inbound. Second foul on Patterson. Second in this third quarter on the Greyhounds. Indians underneath their own basket. Dunn's going to inbound. And now coming in for Patterson is Damon Plenty, 6'1 senior. And here's Dunn looking to get it in. Looking. Sends it out, and it's tipped out of bounds by Webb. Dunn will now move over on the side of the court to inbound it. Here is entry pass, and they go to Fawns down low. Fawns moves into the lane, goes up for about 8 feet, puts it in, and draws a foul. That'll be on Damon Plenty. Fawns, chance at a 3-point play, and the Indians have their biggest lead of the night.
And you like that, Dan, from the standpoint of that this has to be a part of the identity of Montgomery County, a little bit of the identity of Luke Fawns, and saying, hey, I can be an interior player and I can be dominant down here.
Fawns missed a free throw. The rebound is picked up by Decker. So the Indians, 35-26 with the ball. Done an open three, top of the key, doesn't go. And the rebound, Fields has it over on the far side. And now a steal. Montgomery County Clutie came over the ball. Here's Dunn bringing it down. Triple team sends it down to Clutie, to Fawns. Back out to Dunn. Goes down the lane. Goes all the way. Flips it up and misses the driving layup. And the rebound by Webb. Do you like trying to go to the basket? 3:40 left. Third quarter. Indians lead it by 9. Jakari Ransom goes to Webb. Left side Fields is open for a 3. Good. 35-29. The lead back down to 6. Under 3.5 to go here in this third quarter. Coach Ransom up. Coach Mays is up. Fawns out high. Webb on him. Hands it off to Gentry. Ransom guarding him. Gentry backs up, fires a 3 that's no good. Clutie battling. Clutie gets a rebound and saves the possession for the Indians right there with great hustle. And now they'll set it up out front. Dunn guarded by Fields. And we got 3 minutes to play. Fawns a high screen. Dunn leaves it off. And Decker for 3, and it doesn't go down. And Ransom has the rebound. Indians gone cold again. They were cold in the first quarter from the three-point line. Willoughby's going to come in for the Indians. 2:45 to go. The lead at 6. Inside Webb. Up in the lane from 10 feet. He missed it. Rebound out of the floor. Fawns gets it. Here's Fawns going to bring it himself. Fawns sends it right side to Dunn. Drives the baseline to Decker. Decker moves into the lane. Out to Fawns. Fawns goes for the basket right side. Ball fake, and he got fouled. And that'll be on Ransom.
Love the idea.
No, they're going to call it on Webb. Webb gets his second foul.
Did love the idea of what Luke was going to do there, though. He gave the ball fake, and he said, I'm going to get closer to the basket.
Willoughby is in to give Breck and Decker a breather. Now we get a timeout. 2:26 left to play in the third quarter. Montgomery County, 35. Paris, 29. We're back in just a minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-1. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
2 minutes and 26 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Indians were in the opening quarter, the Tribe 0 for 5 from the three-point line. They made 3 of 6 in the second quarter. They're 0 for 5 in this third quarter. Here is Clutie to Gentry. Gentry will back away now and hand it to Dunn. Fields on him. Pierce man-to-man defensively. Here is Gentry going for the basket with the left hand, flips it up, and it rolled off. Fawns tips the rebound out, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Paris's ball. 23. Indians have really struggled to get the ball in the basket here in this third quarter, but hey, so has Paris. Yeah. Give the defense's credit. The Indians stay in that 2-3 zone. Clutie and Dunn are the point. Willoughby in there, one flank, Gentry the other, with Fawns in the middle on the back line. And Paris with Gentry owning the ball out front. Sends it left side to Fields. Now there's a 3 by Ransom that's no good. And Clutie goes in and comes up with a rebound. Well off the mark was Ransom. Dunn on the offensive.
Hadn't gotten into the front court when he was
over and back.
Ball.
Indians turn it over. Gentry made the mistake. He threw it to Dunn before he got set. Now Clutie and Willoughby are out. And Decker and Rallet are back in for the Tribe. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Webb walked right there. He took 2 steps before he put the dribble down. Fields going for the basket, flips it up, no good. And Gentry has the rebound. So the Indians coming down. Fawns right side wants the 3, but it doesn't go. The rebound by Webb. Indians still haven't made a three in the second quarter. Here is Ransom. Albie on the top of the key. Whips it down to Fields on the baseline. The ball is lost, but Fields gets it back. Now Ransom and Jackson. Monte Jackson on the dribble. Top of the key. Doesn't have anything. Ransom looking into Patterson, who's back in the game. There's the ball knocked away. Loose on the floor. Paris gets it back. Ransom goes for the bucket. Stops. Goes up. Flips it up, and it doesn't go. Patterson the rebound, and he got fouled, and it doesn't go. But he'll shoot two.
And right there, who saved that play was Fields for Paris. He got down to the floor the fastest amongst those players around the ball there, kept it alive for Paris offensively.
Second foul on Brecken Decker. And Patterson, who's 2 of 2 from the line. Boy, left that one short. I think the big guy's tiring a little bit. Now we get changes made. Ransom's going to come out of the game to be replaced in the lineup by Julius Gregory. Rally comes out for Montgomery County. Cootie's back in there. The free throw good by Patterson. And it's 35-30. 48 seconds to go. Possession arrow belongs to Montgomery County. Here's Gentry. Hands to Fawns. Back to Gentry. He's going to fire three right side. Good. He knew it when he left. He was headed down the floor. Gentry with 13. Indians go back up by 8 at 38-30. Can they get a stop here to end this quarter? Paris goes down inside. And Patterson has it taken away by Decker. Decker's going to run down. He stops. He gets it knocked away. He rebounds. He goes back up over his head, puts it in. Decker gives the Indians their biggest lead of the night at 40-30. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is Jackson dribbling around. Gregory back to Jackson. Got to fire the three. It's no good. Patterson the rebound, but ball's lost out of bounds, and the quarter comes to an end. Montgomery County at the end of three quarters leads Paris 40-30 here at the barn tonight. We'll be back. Fourth quarter action in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Paris winning the battle of the glass tonight, Ivan. 34-23. But the Hounds made one of 30. Indians only made 4 of 16 shots that quarter. Paris only made 1 of 13.
Yeah, it was poor shooting there. One thing that I noticed in this game, in stark contrast to the first matchup between these two teams, Paris was able to get out and transition a little bit more off of those rebounds, off of those turnovers that Montgomery County had created. They're not getting those same opportunities in this game that they did the previous matchup.
It is with a ball and a 10-point lead to begin this final quarter. Here is Fawns. Three-point line on the dribble. Hands it off to Clutie. Now Decker goes for the basket, lays it up and in. Brecken Decker. 42-30. Indians now with their biggest lead of 12 points. 7.5 to play. Ransom out on the right wing. Jackson, Fields. Webb in the middle. They haven't tried to go to Webb much in there. Jackson goes down the lane, flips it up and in. Got it around Fawns. Jackson with 8 points. 42-32. The clock at 7:10. Fields guarding Dunn out near the timeline. Fawns goes away from the basket to take it. Hands it off to Clutie. Clutie dribbles right across and gives to Gentry inside to Fawns. Fawns inside, got hammered in there. And we get a foul called, and it's going to be against Ransom. His first.
We like to let him touch it when he's down the block there in Fawns.
Decker looking to get it in. Now he's got to hurry. Sends it to Gentry. Deep in the left corner, fires a three that's good. Gentry with 16. And it's 45-32. 6:45 left. Bounce inside. Webb going for the basket against Fawns. And they're going to call Fawns for the foul, I believe. That's his second personal foul. And it's going to send Webb to the line. I'm really surprised that they haven't tried to go into Webb more, Ivan. Although, you know, he's made 3 of 6 free throws. And he misses this one.
And really, you know, the strength of his game with Webb is out in the open floor and then off of offensive putbacks more, as opposed to just running your offense through him. And typically that's Jackson and Ransom. And Ransom has had a, you know, not so stellar night tonight.
Each time he makes the second free throw. He's made 1 of 2 every time up there. 4 different chances. 45-33. Here's Dunn. Fawns is in the middle of that. Paris has gone back to the zone. And Dunn just called for traveling.
He scooted those feet back when Fields came at him.
Indians, 8 turnovers now. Paris has 8 turnovers. Ransom will inbound the ball. Indians now just trying to play solid defense down the stretch here and not give Paris easy points. Down the left baseline, Fields drives in, ball fakes, and now almost threw it away. Jackson gets it back, goes under, and puts it in. Jackson with both field goals for Paris here in the last quarter, and the lead at 10, 45-35. We've got 6 minutes to go. Dunn across the timeline. They're coming in with a double team. Here's Fawns out high. Right side, Clutie. Inside, Decker. Ball fake. Goes up and puts it in. Good ball fake by Decker.
Kept his balance, too. That was so key right there.
He's got a dozen points. 47-35. Jackson dribbling at very long range. Sends it over the left side. Ransom almost pulled the trigger on a three. Fields. He drives in. Goes back to Ransom. His three-point shot is no good. And the rebound, Gentry. Goes and gets it for Montgomery County. Indians down. Gentry all the way down. Flips it up and doesn't go. Fawns tips it in. And the Indians are up by 14, 49-35.
Just like that Webb on the other end.
Webb has his first field goal of the second half very quickly to make it 49-37. Indians with Fawns. Decker steps into a three left wing. Good. With Decker having a big game now. 52-37. We've got under 5 to play, and the Indians opening up a 15-point advantage. Here is Ransom. Jackson. Over he goes to Fields. He comes back out on the dribble. Jackson. Not a lot of movement. Now Webb on the inside. They almost took it away from him. He dribbles out to Jackson. Down to Fields. Inside to Patterson. Jackson. He's going to drive in. Goes up off the left baseline, missed the shot. Patterson, the rebound, back up and in. Patterson pretty much standing flat-footed, Ivan, but he got it.
Yeah, he clears out a lot of space. This big guy down inside.
52-39, 4:15 to go. Here's Fawns, an open three from the right wing, no good. The rebound is taken by Jackson. Jackson in a hurry, goes all the way, flips it up off the glass, no good. Fawns with the rebound. Coach Ransom wanted a foul call, and now Ransom just held Fawns.
It's almost like he did it intentionally. Looked like he's struggling. I don't know if it's cramping or what, but he intentionally went and fouled Fawns right there.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're making a substitution for Ja'Kari Ransom. He's hobbling a little bit there, and He fouled Fawns on purpose trying to get out of the game.
Here is Dunn with under 4 to play now. The Indians a 13-point lead. Decker into Fawns, left baseline, back out. Decker couldn't get the shot away. Now he goes down the lane, a little floater, good. Decker's taking over, Ivan.
I like the way he took that contact. and finished on through it. Price should have deserved a foul, but
he scored 9 in this quarter, 17 in the game now. Back to a 15-point advantage and 3.5 to go. Here driving in, Jackson goes under, flips it up, no good. Fawns has the rebound. And Gentry down, lays it reverse layup good. Gentry kind of snowboarding there. And the Indians have a 56-39 lead. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Here is Jackson, go try three, and it's good. Jackson with 13 in the game now, 56-42. Indians with Dunn against Fields. Dunn crosses the timeline, right corner, Clutie, ball fake. He's wide open for a three. It's no good. He just, boy, if he could ever hit one, Ivan, I just don't know why. But it doesn't go down for Dane in games. He's a great shooter in practice. He's played well tonight, though, off the bench, even without scoring. Routes going to come back in. Here's Jackson. 2.5 to go. Jackson looking. Into the game now for Paris is Rice. There's Fields, a long three that's no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Clutie kept Paris from getting to that rebound. And the Indians get it. That was a long three-point attempt. Clutie comes out of the game now. As Rally coming back in. Paris, we're going to get a timeout taken by the Indians. 2:22 to go. Montgomery County with a 14-point lead. And we'll be back in just a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. Yeah.
Just 2:22 to go now. The Indians with a 14-point advantage. The Indian defense tonight, Ivan, has been good, and the offense has just been a lot better than it was the first time.
Yeah, the zone has been key in this matchup tonight. It's really caused problems for Paris. They haven't been able to run any kind of consistent, fluid offense.
Here's Fawns dribbling across the timeline against Webb. Hands it off to Decker now near the timeline. Decker being guarded by Jackson. Now Gentry goes down the lane. And got knocked out of bounds. It'll be the Indians' ball, and now Fields is going to come back in. He's going to replace Patterson, so they get, they got a quick lineup in there right now with Rice in there. They're not very big. They are quick. Entry pass to Gentry. Gentry dribbles back out on top of the offense against Fields. Gentry beats him on the dribble, but backs away and hands to Decker. Under two to play now. Here's Dunn going in. He missed a little short jumper and Fields with a rebound. We got a really good one. Dunn hadn't scored in the second half. Inside Fields puts it up and it somehow goes in. 56-44. Just 1:38 to go and a trailing violation on Dunn, who looks at the official and says he was double teamed back there. So .138 left. Here's Ransom to inbound the ball. Gets it into Fields, and Decker took it away from him. Terrific defensive play by Decker, who brings it down himself. Decker on the dribble against Ransom. Now the handoff outside to Dunn. Clock at 1:25 to go. Only Paris has got fouls to give. Here's Gentry. Goes up from 17 feet, knocks down the jump shot. Squirt, he was wide open.
Squared up his body on that shot.
58-44. Only 1:10 to go now. Jackson spins inside and lost the handle on the ball. He got called for traveling.
Yeah.
Indians will get it.
Montgomery County in that zone has been able to keep Jackson in front of him tonight. Previous matchup, that wasn't the case.
Yeah. I didn't see the game, but I can understand that. Here's Gentry down the left side, lost the handle on the ball, turns it over. Paris, long pass down. Fields goes under, lays it up and in. Fields with 9 points. Paris timeout with 55 seconds to go. Down by 12. And we'll step out one more time. Indians lead by a dozen, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
55.3 seconds to go. Paris is pressing. We're just talking. If this thing could end up with a three-way tie. Bourbon County still involved. And a three-way tie, they say that a pill draw, it's a unanimous draw.
Yeah.
A two-way tie, I don't know. I don't know if it's point differentials or they've changed it, I think. Here's Decker bouncing it into Dunn. Dunn doubled, gets back to Decker. Decker coming down on the dribble. Circles around. They double-team him, and we get a foul called. That'll be on Quentin Rice, and that's the third team foul on Paris here in the fourth quarter. Decker is going to come and inbound the ball with 47 seconds to go. Here is Gentry. Gentry over on that left side, hands it off to Dunn. Down to Decker, drives the left baseline, lays it up and in.
Good solid down the stretch.
60-46. Down inside. Shot put up by Fields is no good, but we've got a foul call. And that's going to be on Fawns, I think, and it happened early. So no shots. Now Ransom's going to come out. Back into the game is Gregory. Gregory will inbound the ball down on the baseline with 34 seconds to go. The Indians up by 14. Gregory looking, and throws it out deep, and Rallet intercepts the pass. Indians have it. They could just hold the ball. Paris has no reason to foul, really. Here is Decker. 20 seconds to go.
That's going to be it. They've called it off.
They've called it off. Decker's going to dribble time away. 13 seconds to go. Coach Ransom, Coach Mays, a hug and a handshake. The Indians get out with a victory. Drive improves to 10-15. Paris is 6-15 now. And the Indians win it by a final of 60-46. Don't go away. We'll be back. Post game coming up in 2 minutes.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Two teams sure shot the ball better at the final quarter. Ivan, 16 of 25 collectively, but the Indians had the advantage, and Montgomery County able to rebound, get a victory tonight. And now we got a couple more games to go to see how this thing wraps up.
How it shakes out, and you know, Montgomery County did the thing that they must do tonight, and that was to get this victory. And you know, I know Coach Jason Mays was you know, disappointed in the first matchup in which the Indians let get away from him. I think he felt like they were the better team going in, and unfortunately they weren't able to pull out that victory. But tonight, to come home, hold serve, and to give themselves a chance at a better seeding and maybe stay away from having to play that one seed in the opening round of district, it was huge. And to see this team who had struggled to close out games that we've seen here in recent, to be able to get a lead and then hold on to it. And I thought that, you know, the idea of staying in that zone and keeping Paris in front of you was a big part of that tonight.
Individual scoring tonight for the Paris Greyhounds. They're led by Monte Jackson, who had 13 points, had 7 in the last quarter. He did everything he could to try to bring his team from behind there. Elijah Webb finished with 11, and he also had 10 rebounds on the night, so a double-double. 9 points for Daylon Fields, 7 points for Cordray Patterson, who also had 8 rebounds. Jakari Ransom had just 3 points. He had a 3 there early, and that was it. Then you had 2 for Andrew Johnson-Miles, and Julius Gregory played, didn't score. Quentin Rice played, didn't score. The Indians get 20 from Dawson Gentry, who was just solid throughout the game. He had a total of 4 threes on the night, hit 4 of 7 threes, 20 points for him. He also, Gentry had 8 rebounds tonight. That's big. I mean, any game where Dawson gets 8 rebounds and the other guys do their job, and tonight Luke Fawns also had 8. Even though the Indians got out-rebounded and Jarvis wasn't in there, it was a better night on the glass for those two guys, I thought. And then 19 points for Brecken Decker. They had 4 rebounds, and in the last quarter, he had 11 of his 19 in that final quarter, and he was the guy who really just kind of sealed it for the Indians. Coach Jason Mays has joined us now. Coach, congratulations. Hey, rebound wins, you know, when you've lost to a team early in the season, you come back and beat them, it's always good, isn't it? I mean, it's got to be – there. Coaches, when there are rewarding things, I don't know how many you get rewards, it's rewarding when you can turn things around, isn't it?
I wouldn't say we've turned it around. We have, we're getting better. So there's improvement. There is progress. And I guess the way to put it, Dan, is we're having progress over perfection. You know, and I can't expect perfection out of this bunch at all this year. You know, I don't know if we're ever going to be capable of putting a whole game together. But pregame, it was all about class. Our mission statement is confidence, composure, and class. You know, confidence these guys should have to obtain what they want, what they set out for in life. Composure is, you know, when adversity strikes, it's not an obstacle to your success, but it rather should intensify your desire to succeed. In class, no one's going to remember the thing that happened, but they're always going to remember how you reacted to the thing that happened. Yeah. And so, you know, I told them tonight's about class, the third component of that, because I need people that they need people to remember how they bounced back from that terrible game they had at Paris. And that's what people remember. And we did that. I thought we were composed most times of the game. You know, we got all kinds of basketballs out here.
Hey, let it go. I like that. I like to have games.
You ain't paying $90 per ball either.
Well, you know, they're not going to carry them out of here. Look at those little kids. They're not going to carry those balls out of here. Hey, you know, you may. Gosh.
But we were, Brecken, I was so happy for him. I got a sneaky suspicion we might get the Jarvis kid back tomorrow, too.
When did you I watched Jarvis warm up, and he looked like he was ready to go. When did you know that Decker was going to play?
Yesterday. Again, shout out to Jamie England. She's probably not happy with me for playing him as much as I did. But I think he was ready. And it's not like I just made my own decision. Jeff Carrico, you know, former vice president of EKU over sports medicine, you know, he's our athletic trainer here through UK now. And, I mean, Jeff has been doing this 30-some years. I mean, so there's nobody better to evaluate. He looked at both Brecken and Tice. And Brecken has good strength, and he's like, Brecken can play. So he cast taped it, which is like an ankle wrap job times 10. And then he looked at Tice, and he said, you know, Tice has got good strength too. So, you know, I'm going to bring those two guys in at 5 tomorrow, a little earlier than everybody else, and we're going to do another reevaluation. But, you know, we might have our full team tomorrow. You know, we'll see. So, yeah. You know, it just, I think that's just part of our story, Dan. Don't ask me why we have so many ankle sprains on this team. I think it's because they're new to lifting and strength training. And then the duration of our practices. You know, I just think their bodies physiologically haven't adapted like they should have. I don't know. That's my poke at it anyhow. But we've had, I think, 7 ankle sprains this season.
60 points tonight. You only got 41 at Paris early in the year.
Paris was just, I think Lincoln County here in the Gateway was our worst game of the season. Paris was second, but my assistants, Brent and Jordan, think Paris was our worst game of the season. I wasn't even embarrassed after that game. I was just flabbergasted. Like, that wasn't our team at all. I'm not saying they should have won the game. I'm just saying they should have competed. Going in the second quarter at Paris, we were down 21-5. You know, so I didn't show them film. We watched the first half of that game yesterday, but game prep today, it was all on the floor stuff. It was more zone offense for us. Because I didn't want to show the clip tape that we had prepared that my assistants probably spent 6 hours putting together, because it was negative plays that I don't want them seeing again, you know? So I didn't even show them the clip tape pregame. So, I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with it.
A lot of different things we can talk about. I mean, again, Decker was terrific. He made his last 6 shots in a row, and one of those was a three-pointer, so he made 6 in a row down the stretch, 5 of those in the last quarter. And then how about Dawson Gentry tonight? I mean,
he's coming, man.
Did he come out to the game at all?
If not, I should have taken him out, but I don't think he did. I was more worried about Brecken and Luke. I think Luke needs breaks, and I get sort of caught up, and I think he needs a breather every once in a while. Brecken, I know, needed some because he hadn't practiced in 2 weeks. But Dawson is sort of used to playing. I think he leads our team in minutes played. He's coming. You know, my wife, bless her heart, she thinks he's a secret ingredient. And she says, you got to keep believing in that boy. And, you know, he's coming. He's got to learn the game. You know, Dawson is a kid that he's not going to pick things up on the first time. You know, Luke neither. You know, Brecken, he could pick something up on the first time. You know, you show him how to take a change a carburetor, he'll remember that for the first time. You know, I don't think I could. You know, I think I'm a lot like Dawson. I think I'm a lot like Luke a little bit in how I learn. And they're very visual, sensual, meaning, you know, they need to see, feel, do things several times before they can get acclimated to whatever it is we're trying to teach them. And guess what, Dan? That usually takes a whole year in the game of basketball. You know, so here we are in mid-February, and they're starting to get it. They're starting to click. So I thought even the threes that I thought we had one or two bad threes. Other than that, the ones we missed, I thought were good shots.
Yep. I mean, Luke was only one of six from the three-point line. Ethan Dunn, 0-for-3. Rallet was 0-for-3. Dane Clute, bless his heart, didn't he give you a lift? I mean, the rebounds Clute got were huge, but he was 0-for-2 from the three-point line. I mean, and overall 6-of-23 inside the three-point line tonight. You were 19-of-27.
How many assists did you have us with?
19-27, and I do not make any attempt to keep. Well, it's just a little bit.
A reason I ask. So we made 25 field goal makes, okay? If you say we made six threes and 19 twos, we got to get a ratio of how many of our field goal makes are assisted on. That number's way too low, and which is why we have dry spells offensively. So I'm always, that's why I asked you that. I mean, I'll figure it out tonight.
Moving without the ball, I mean, it's really delicate when you say teams aren't moving without the ball. They're not always just not moving at all, but they're not moving at the right time, and it's not in sync a lot of times, isn't it? I mean, that's...
Yeah, especially against as much zone as we're seeing this year. You know, you have to... The ball in flight, a pass, travels faster than anybody can sprint, okay? And so you have got to make the defense rotate with the ball in flight. You've got to pass the ball. And we're just now starting to figure that out. You know, Ethan Dunn, we had a tape the other day, and we were running a zone play. He dribbled 19 times before he passed the ball in one possession. 19 times. And so he's learning that, you know, I got to be a little bit more efficient. I can do more with less, so to speak, especially when it comes to zone, executing against zone defenses. We're just still getting it figured out.
The one thing I've been impressed all season. You had 10 turnovers tonight. Of course, they played some zone. They played some man to man. They had 11 turnovers, but this team, you don't have that point guard, but you don't turn the ball over a lot.
No, I mean, he's becoming one. You know, I mean, playing a point guard, Dan, there's a science and an art to it. He's learning both. You know, it'd be easier for him if he had the skill set, so the science part was taken care of, and he just had to learn the idiosyncrasies, the art of being a point guard. He's learning both the skill set and the intangibles. He's learning the science of being a point guard and the art of being a point guard. You know, because you know I lose sleep at night thinking how I'm going to help this kid get, you know, recruited, because he wants it so bad. But right now I'm still protecting him from coaches because I don't want him to see the full game film yet, because they're going to see, well, this kid's not a point guard. He's going to be a point guard. And he's never bucked me one time. He's been probably the most coachable kid in our program. Comes from a great family. And, you know, it's going to happen. I have faith in the kid, you know. We've won 10 games now. We would have probably only won 7 if it wasn't for his shot-making ability. And some of those shots I cringe at, like, no, he even goes in. But the truth is, we probably wouldn't have won some games if it wasn't for his shot-making ability. But against zone, he's got to think facilitate first to create disadvantaged space situations where we've got two guys, they only have one zone defender. He's got to do that first, because if he tries to do it on his own, then he's going 1 against 2 or 1 against 3 against the zone, because he hasn't made anybody rotate. And so, and then against man, you know, he's got to trust that my play after the play with him is ball screens, because I think he's getting pretty good at it. And we spend 10 minutes every practice now working on our C-series, which is our ball screen offense. So I'm going to let him play off ball screens in regards to the play after the play. So I may call play X, okay? If it doesn't work, then we're going to see angle. And we're going to let him create and kick and score, all right? So, I mean, he's just learning that rhythm. And guess what? I'm still learning his mindset, too.
What happens now? Describe. I mean, we could have a two-team tie. We could have a three-team tie. Can you you want to decipher for the fans?
I have no idea.
What's ahead?
I mean, one of the
we think if there's a three-way tie that it's a pill draw.
Well, we need to beat Bourbon.
Yeah.
So that's probably where I'm capped, is just getting ready to beat Bourbon at Bourbon. And one of the things I've done, I think I've done a good job of this year, is if you ask me who the top five teams in the state are, I'm going to say Great Crossing, and I don't know who else. Maybe Lyon County. I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't care about it. I don't look at it. I look it up on Twitter. I'm not on the KHSA website. I am focused on the Montgomery County Indians, you know, our tribe. And I've had the blinders on all year, and I'm going to continue to have the blinders on. So not to, you know, water down your question, but I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know the district rules, Dan. Like, I don't know.
I do think, you know, if you beat beat Bourbon County and Paris beats Bourbon County the second time, then it's going to be Montgomery County and Paris.
Con says it's a pill draw, which I'll be honest.
In a three-way tie.
What's a pill draw?
You just put three pills in there. And
like in a cup?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a blind draw.
Yes, have I ever been to a pool room? No. Yeah. I don't play bingo either.
Hey, anyway, I haven't even put this on paper, but if Paris beats Bourbon the second time and you beat Bourbon, then it doesn't make any difference because you and Paris are 2-3. Yeah. Yeah, that only depends on whether you're the home team or the visitors, which who cares.
So we need Paris to beat Bourbon, and then we need to beat Bourbon. Now what happens if Bourbon beats Paris?
And if Bourbon beats Paris and we beat Bourbon, then everybody has split, and you end up with a three-way tie, and then you got a 1-in-3 chance of drawing.
So is there a scoring differential or anything like that?
We don't believe so, but they've changed that stuff a little bit, but I think we know what... I think that's the way it is. I think it's
well. You know what? We can't control it.
The only
thing we can control is getting ready to compete against a very talented Highlands team tomorrow at 7:30, and then Harrison County. So here's where we got fans. We got a home game tomorrow night at 7:30. There is no JV game, so we got a 7:30 game against Highlands, who Kevin Listerman's one of the better coaches in the state. Just good friend and just great program, great school there in Fort Thomas. And then Tuesday we have the Breads of Harrison County, Thoroughbreds. And then Friday we go to Bourbon. I would love for our fans to travel and support us there. And then Saturday the 17th is our last regular season game against Campbell County, who's one of the best teams in the region, here at home. That's going to be a Saturday afternoon game. And then we have a week.
What time is that game going to be?
You're asking hard questions.
Yeah, we'll get that.
I think it's 2:30 and 4, JV varsity. Okay? Now, we have the whole next week is practice. So I scheduled it that way for two reasons. Mainly because that's when I wanted to tweak some things, make sure guys get healthy, make sure we're really sharpening our sword, so to speak. And then it's also secondary, if you have bad weather, you have a whole week where you can have some days to reschedule some things. But we really need that week of practice. I've done that in the past, and I really enjoyed that. The district tournament doesn't start until the last week of February. So our last regular season game is done on Saturday the 17th, a full week before the district tournament starts.
And the district this year has played?
I don't even know the answer to that.
I know
I'm disappointing you. I think it's Paris.
I knew it earlier, but...
Con, where's the district play at? Paris.
It's in Paris. Okay, so... and then the regional is in Mason County, so...
At Mason County, and it's my understanding that we're going to host the region here next year.
Yeah. Now, on Tuesday night, Harrison County game, Those are two varsity games, yes. I think, and you play first.
Mm-hmm. And but our women's program, they do not play Harrison County. I think
they play Franklin.
Franklin County. He's a very good.
It'll be a good doubleheader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the great managers of all time. If you ever need somebody to come and coach your managers up, right there is he was Bart Rising's first manager for 4 years, and Bart had a lot of good ones.
Do you remember the pregame speeches with Bart Rising in the locker room without the door on the bathroom stall?
Daryl Mason, we're talking to you, folks. Hey, well, Coach, hey, 10th win, 10 of 15. Anything tonight that really stood out in a negative way?
No. How many coaches can say our kids have stuck together through a 10 and 15 season? You know, I mean, they have, man. It's weird. They have stuck together. I mean, I love these kids. You know, there's sometimes I hate to love them and I love to hate them, you know, but kudos to their families. I mean, Dan, I haven't had one parent issue. Don't expect to have any. I mean, they've just been supportive. They let me coach their kids hard. They know I'm on them, and I'm sure this caused some uncomfortable moments. But, I mean, as a high school coach, that is very important. I don't have the stress and drama of parent drama behind the scenes. You know, they're just.
I like dinner tonight. Price Campbell's down there helping Tyce Jarvis get his ankle brace on, and you can tell these guys like each other. I mean, and Price is just pretty much his way of saying, "Hey, need me to take the trash out? Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do to try to help this team."
Let me tell you something: Price, Matthew, Dane, and then Braylon, Hat. You know, Nando, he's got Landon Wilson. These guys, Matthew Willoughby, oh, gosh, I'm forgetting Matthew. And they have been working their tails off on the blue team in practice, which is our second team, working their tails off. I mean, Matthew and Dane are about starting six fights every practice, which is what I need from them. Price, too, you know. So, I mean, they're just not letting our starters be comfortable. And that's helping us. And so they've bought into that role, although no one outside of practice ever sees that, nor will they ever see it.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to them. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for those guys and their effort.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on a big win tonight. You needed it. A great atmosphere here in the barn. It's fun to come back in here.
Not the Glory Road thing. I thought it went well.
No, it went really well. Glad that that we recognize some people that need to be recognized, and
yes,
that's always good. And it's good to come back in here and play. I tell you, this is a great venue. I mean, how many schools would love to have this facility as their home court? And it's our second. So, I mean, we're very fortunate here.
Somebody told me today, was it John Lee? Former coach here, counselor here for years, teacher here. He said when he came here from Mapleton, he thought he walked in a rubber arena or Memorial Coliseum because it was so much larger than what he was used to.
Oh, hey, Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, 7:30, folks, only a varsity game. Come on out to the arena tomorrow night and see the Indians, see what we can do against Highlands.
Come on out and see what kind of outfit Ivan Rawls has on tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully it doesn't have anything to do with the Dolphins, but I wouldn't bet on it. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Coach Jason Mays says the Indians get the win tonight, 60-46 over the Paris Greyhounds. It was a much closer game than that final score, but the Indians in the second half able to stretch the lead. We were tied at 22. Indians led 31-24 at halftime. It was 35-30 late in the third quarter. Indians led 40-30 at the end of three quarters, and then able to push it on out from there and be in control in the fourth quarter. As always with the Paris Greyhounds, tough battle. Lady Indians won earlier in 60-24 over Paris. They got the running clock, and the Lady Hounds win number 7 in a row. They're 17-6. The Indians are now 10-15. Until we join you tomorrow night, Ivan, any final thoughts on this one?
The zone, and come to find I think he just started really working this team to really utilize the zone here recently, and because that's who they have to be at times. There are going to be times where they just can't keep a team in front of you, and this is the type of team you've got to keep in front of you, and it paid dividends tonight. You didn't get players in foul trouble and explode Paris down, kept them a little frustrated. But, hey, tomorrow we're going to have Coach Mays and a couple players out in the morning for a sports extra from the Scott's family at McDonald's. So we're looking forward to that as well.
But, yeah, 9 o'clock, join Ivan and Coach Mays. And our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer tonight, and for all of you who have joined us. And but for all the fans who came out who might be tuning in now, thanks for coming out. I know you enjoyed being back in the barn tonight. Hey, make it back-to-back nights. Come see the Indians tomorrow night. Hope Tyce Jarvis is ready and able to play again, and we'll be right here to describe the action for you at on the Montgomery County campus. But for now, for Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, I'm Dan Manley. The Indians get the doubleheader win tonight over the Paris Lady Hounds and Hounds. And until tomorrow night, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.